Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Alana
and Miko
with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, MMM Mangoes and Avocados in Rockhampton have sold the farm. The 35-hectare property has been bought by cattle producer and stock horse breeder Evan Acton. The land will be cleared of mango trees to set up a stock horse stud. Tim Keogh of MM Mangoes has said, "The prices that you see on the supermarket shelves don't reflect the amount of work that goes into producing a high-quality mango. Machinery costs, freight costs. I mean, look at the fuel price going through the roof at the moment. It's just getting harder and harder to operate. The future looks bleak to me in the horticultural game." Also, Queensland Performing Arts Centre's newest theatre has been unveiled as the Glasshouse Theatre. The QPAC board suggested naming the building Oojuru in reference to poet Oojuru Noonuccal, described as a profoundly influential storyteller and truth teller. The name Glasshouse was selected by Arts Minister John Paul Langbrook. The Liberal National Party this week has proposed the electorate of Oojuru in the Redland region should be renamed to Cleveland. The LNP's submission claims that electorate names should be intuitive and geographically grounded, but in the same submission says electorates named after Captain James Cook, Augustus Charles Gregory, and Alfred Traeger should retain their names. In national news, the Singaporean owner of company Optus has apologised for the fatal 000 outage that occurred in September 2025. The 14-hour nationwide outage prevented customers on the network from calling 000 and resulted in deaths. Singapore Telecommunications, or Singtel, acquired Optus in 2001. At a parliamentary inquiry in Canberra, Singtel board director Gail Kelly said she sincerely regrets the outage that occurred in September with its devastating consequences. She also stated that Singtel had committed to following all Australian laws and doubled down to take on the accountabilities of running a business. This comes after Optus CEO confirmed a cut of up to 300 jobs and admitted a culture of carelessness at a previous parliamentary inquiry.
Also, in the wake of the high-profile offering of refugee status to Iranian football players last week, the federal government has pushed through an amendment to the Migration Act to enable temporary restrictions on the arrival of certain classes of temporary visa holders in Australia. The bill, which has passed both houses of parliament, grants the power to the Minister for Immigration to make an arrival control determination where an event has occurred outside Australia, such as military action, that makes it likely citizens from the area might wish to seek asylum. In plain terms, because you need to be on Australian soil to seek asylum, this law is intended to prevent people travelling to Australia for things like competing in sporting events if there is perception that the person or team may use this as an opportunity to seek asylum. Critics of the law have called it racist and inhumane, including Senator Lydia Thorpe, who has labelled the move part of the new White Australia policy. In international news, protesters in central Cuba have torched a local Communist Party office, with conditions continuing to deteriorate nationwide as the island endures an oil blockade and severe economic pressures from the US. Authorities announced that 5 people were arrested for acts of vandalism amid the anti-government demonstration, as a group of protesters broke into a provincial office of the Cuban Communist Party and set fire to computers and furniture. The incident, which also affected a pharmacy and another local shop, took place overnight into Saturday in the central city of Morón, over 500 kilometers east of Havana. Although protests are rare in Cuba, discontent is rising due to the severe ongoing economic crisis, characterized by widespread long-duration power blackouts and severe shortages of food, medicine, and fuel. This specific incident of protest came hours after the Cuban government confirmed that talks with the US to seek solutions through dialogue to the two countries' differences were underway. The intense economic pressure is tied to Cuba, relying heavily on Venezuela for oil, and U.S. President Donald Trump, who says he effectively runs Caracas, has cut off the supply. Trump, who has stated openly he would like to see the regime change in Havana, announced that Cuba will be next on his agenda after the Iran war and following the U.S. overthrow of Cuba's top ally, Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela. And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is on the very high band. And that is all your news today for 9 a.m. We will be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.